meeting order. Review and approve the minutes of January 15th.
So moved.
So moved by Chris Eaton. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion prevails. Today we've got, I think, just the one. Is this a final agreement?
It's the only one on the agenda for today, Mr. Chair.
With Minnesota State College facility, Mark Carlson, Chris Dahl, and Jeff Wade will present the issue. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Mr. Chair, members. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you this morning. I'll try to speak loudly. I'm not sure if you can hear me or not.
We can hear you.
Okay, good. My name is Mark Carlson. I'm the Vice Chancellor for Human Resources, Minnesota State Colleges and University. With me at the table today is Mr. Chris Dahl, our Senior System Director for Labor Relations. We're here today to present for the subcommittee's consideration the tentative agreement reached with the Minnesota State College faculty for the Master Collective Bargaining Agreement covering fiscal years 2016 and 2017. Running from July 1, 2015 through June 30, 2017. As a reminder, MSCF is a union representing the traditional teaching faculty at all of our two-year state colleges. MSCF represents approximately 4,900 bargaining unit employees. The parties reached a tentative agreement on Monday, December 28, 2015. MSCF has conducted a ratification vote of its membership. The union certified the membership's approval of the tentative agreement on February 5, 2016. The Minnesota State Colleges and Universities Board of Trustees approved the tentative agreement at a special meeting of the board on February 16, 2016. I'll now turn it over to Mr. Dahl, with your permission, Mr. Chair, to summarize the significant terms of the agreement.
Welcome to the committee, sir. Proceed.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Chris Dahl, and as Mr. Carlson has indicated, I'm the Senior System Director for Labor Relations for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. Here are the economic terms of the tentative agreement with MSCF. In fiscal year 2016, returning faculty will advance one step on the salary schedule. The insurance and health and dental benefits will be the same as those negotiated with MMB. Will be adding three steps to the top of the salary schedule in 2016. In fiscal 2017, all returning faculty will advance one step on the salary schedule. We will be increasing the supplemental retirement plan matching contribution by $100. It'll move from $2,500 total to $2,600. And effective January 1, 2017, we will increase the salary schedule by 1.25%. So that'll be a 1.25% across the board increase January 1, 2017. Here are the primary language items from the agreement. We've added new language that provides additional flexibility when making summer assignments. New language was added to increase the flexibility in dealing with class assignments for small enrollment classes. Parties clarified the seniority provisions for faculty serving as MNSCU administrators. And the parties clarified the sabbatical leave return to work requirement. That concludes my summary of the tentative agreement.
How do these increases compare to the ones we've done already?
Mr. Chair, the structure and overall cost of this settlement is extremely similar to that you approved with the Interfaculty Organization and the MUSAF, Minnesota State Association of Administrative and Services Faculty. So they are very similar.
Yes, we have MEAP and all of those. All right, thank you very much. Mr. Druskowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Dahl and Mr. Carlson. Can you outline for us the approach, can you give us more detail on the addition of three steps on top of the existing step system. This seems to be very extraordinary, and I haven't seen this before.
Mr. Dale.
Mr. Chair, Representative Drazkowski, the previous contracts had, through over time, built in some faculty who were placed above the salary schedule, as a result of negotiations, but there was not a step on the salary schedule to accommodate those folks. And so the addition of the steps is intended to accommodate those folks and allow them to move a step.
Mr. Drazkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Dale. I still don't understand it completely, but I certainly will have the ability to talk to you about it as we go forward. It seems very extraordinary, and I don't know. I heard what you said, but I struggle. The average salaries of the average faculty for the other employment groups that have come before us, Minskew and others have shared those numbers with Mr. Hubinger, including the health insurance dollar amounts and for both employer and employee. Do we have those, Mr. Hubinger? Have they been provided to you by Minskew, or Mr. Dale maybe can comment?
Mr. Dale or whoever. Yeah, Mr. Dale.
Mr. Chair, Representative Drazkowski, we do have those numbers, and if I haven't gotten the most recent numbers to Mr. Hubinger, I apologize. We have them here. I can tell you that the average annual salary for MSCF, an MSCF, full-time MSCF faculty member is $68,574.
And Mr. Chair?
Mr. Drazkowski.
Thank you. So, Mr. Dale, can you and Mr. Hubinger work together so we have your full complement of numbers representing this contract group so that our table can be complete going forward? Mr. Hubinger has been tracking for all the groups for us.
Absolutely.
Dale.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Representative Drazkowski, yes.
I think that's a very fair request, Mr. Dale.
Thank you both.
Mr. Representative Lilly, did you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move SER1.
On that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Is that it?
I will, Mr. Chair. There was some correctional language that was, just to put the bill that we passed previously in order when we provided the insurance for the commissioner's plan and the managerial plan. And do you have that?
Okay. Sir.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This isn't on the agenda, but it appears Mr. Hubinger.
I think it's a consent thing. I think we'll hear it just a little bit more.
Mr. Chair, we're going to have bills. There'll be legislation drafted. I think we can just deal with it as the legislation's drafted.
I move consideration of this.
Mr. Chair and members, Senator Eaton contacted our office last week and indicated that she wanted to move reconsideration of the managerial and commissioner's plans. They were originally submitted and heard by the subcommittee last fall in October. That those plans were not passed by the subcommittee. Since that point, MMB has identified a technical issue with the two plans that they proposed that the January meeting be corrected. The subcommittee did not act on that. Senator Eaton, I think, is proposing an amendment to those two plans to make that technical correction, but not approve the plans themselves.
That is correct.
Purely as technical. Say that again.
Mr. Chair and members, it is technical.
Okay.
It relates to language in the vacation liquidation provision and the two plans for employees who are terminating their employment with the state.
And Mr.
Any
Chair.
Any further questions? Any?
And Mr. Chair, Mr. Hubinger. If we don't make the corrections, can the bill still be drafted appropriately to reflect what ultimately will become the...
Mr. Chair and Senator Benson, a bill to address the two plans, either to ratify them or modify them for the legislation, to deal with the vacation liquidation provisions would be pretty messy. It would be cleaner if this technical issue were corrected here, and then the authors of the bills dealing with the contracts and plans can more easily deal with the two plans.
Okay. So we'll do this. Senator Eaton, did you?
What is, I'm sorry, I don't have, what are you looking at? I
didn't at the see. Back, on the back.
Mr. Chair, is there, I mean, this? So Mr. Hubinger is telling us that we could, that we can more expeditiously deal with this here. I'm troubled by the fact it wasn't on the agenda. Mm-hmm. The public is not aware of the fact that we're entertaining this. The transparency of this approach is not something that really exists. And I would suggest if it is more expeditious for this committee to deal with it, Mr. Chair, that we schedule another meeting sometime as we're all here in St. Paul meeting, provide the public good knowledge about this before we entertain it, and deal with it at that point where we can actually bring MMB in to talk about this particular item, which I would like to understand more fully.
Okay, Senator Eaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a technical correction, and it does not impact passing the bill or passing the contracts or not. And I did make sure that, and I have a copy of the memo that Mr. Hubinger sent out that informed everybody that I wanted to consider these contracts. This is not a surprise. I made sure it wasn't a surprise this time. I am not going to ask for reconsideration of the commissioner and managerial plans, but I would like to this technical correction to take place. It's here. It's a couple words, and it makes the bill cleaner, and then we can fight it out on the floor.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dzhokowski.
Representative Barrett.
Oh, Barrett, excuse me.
Sure. If I could, I'm not sure who the question should be directed to, maybe Senator Eaton or maybe Mr. Hubinger. I heard Mr. Hubinger say it would be messy, and I heard Senator Eaton say it's just a couple words. I guess I'd like some clarification on which is accurate or not.
Mr. Chair and members, it might be helpful to distribute the amendment to the plans, and you can see what's involved.
Okay, Senator Eaton, did you wish to talk about the resolution that the wording changes? 6 months.
Well, I believe the changes are to put these plans consistent with the other plans that we passed previously. Is that not correct, Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair, Senator Eaton, and members, as MMB proposed the revisions to the plan to the subcommittee in October, they had a technical error in how they presented this change. The substantive change is the same as what they had proposed before, which is to delete the vesting requirement of the 6 month service.
To 10 years.
The issue is a cap on how much vacation leave an employee has earned that can be cashed out. They want to make it clear that it continues to be at 275 hours.
And what's the wishes of the committee? I think we have a motion on the floor by Senator Eaton. All those. Mr. Dzhokowski.
Again, Mr. Chair, I would like to have the public have notice for this meeting and this discussion. And actually, hear from them. We have the public hear from them on this. But I do have a question. So maybe it's for Mr. Hubinger. What we are deleting in this language is the threshold requirement of 6 months of continuous vacation, and so anybody who worked a week or a month would also qualify for this under the language. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair and Representative Dzhokowski, it might be good for a representative of MMB to talk about this. I can respond, but they are the experts, and these are their plans.
That was my next call. We have somebody from. We're not going to labor over this thing. If it gets, we could do it tomorrow, the next day, or some next week to get her done. But good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. My name is Jill Pettis, and I've worked as a compensation manager for the state of Minnesota on and off for the last 15 years. I want to thank you for your time this morning and very gracious of you to do this. In response to your question, Chair and representatives, yes, the language does go away over the 6 months. However, that change was made because of the fact that employees will be advanced vacation, but it's taken away as they earn it. Correct?
Correct.
Jill Pettis, did you wish to? Okay.
That is Jill.
Oh, that's Jill. Okay.
I'm Jill.
You're
this
Jill.
Is Carolyn Trevis. She's the
you
state
got the
labor
names
negotiator.
Backwards here. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I replaced Marcy Cordes, who left in January.
Good. Good to see you. All right. What do we want to do? I'm indifferent. I don't think it's that big of a deal, and her testimony that five times. But
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Jessica, did
I move to wait? Table the motion.
Okay, that's a higher motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed.
No.
No.
Motion prevails. Motion is tabled. Any other items to come in? Okay,
Mr. Chair, just one general comment. You know, I do have to speak up for the private sector just a little bit here. Okay, and you know, when I was on the school board, I always explained why I voted against something. But you know, according to the information I have, the average family median income out in Minnesota in the last 7 years, as of last year, has gone down $4,000. Okay, so the private sector is decreasing. And now I'm all fine with giving raises, and I want to pay people what they're worth, but we can't have the government constantly growing at a rate that puts more and more burden on the private sector. I mean, you know, if they rise, then we rise, and it's got to come to a stop someplace. And because I don't want to keep you down, okay? I know you want to make get your a raise just like anybody else. But we've got to bring some balance to this negotiation process. We're giving out double-digit raises. I'm not completely sure what this one is, but in the past. And yet the families out there and many of the small businesses are struggling just to make the bills that they have. So take that into consideration, that just because we vote no doesn't mean we're against you personally, but we have to bring a balance between the private and the public sector.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to add that one of the reasons that's given frequently in the media lately is for the stalling of the economy is the fact that wages have stagnated. That is one of the biggest things that they say has impeded this correction since the big recession. And I think that this type of action is just contributing to that.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Senator Grothagen.
Just a response to that. One of the reasons wages are stagnating is because the weight of government, federal and state, has become so heavy they can't afford to give raises. And besides Obamacare and the skyrocketing health insurance rates and higher deductibles, they're cutting employees back to 29 hours to stay under that requirement. So again, government is making the situation worse, in my opinion.
Good point. Senator Eaton, did you wish? Final. Move to adjourn. It moves to we adjourn. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.